What's up, guys?
Bush, it looked like early on you didn't have a lot of the regulars out there. Were they getting some extra time off, just a different approach today? What was that?
We had some different goals for different guys, so we had some things going on inside, you know, in the strength and conditioning area and the rehab area. We also had some things going on out on the practice field, and then eventually everybody was out on the practice field, or most guys were out on the practice field. So,
was Josh one of those guys out on the practice field?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's Crabtree coming along?
Coming along, you know, slower than we'd all like, but he's getting better.
But you've shaken up the receiving core a lot here the last few days, made some changes. What did you think had to happen there? What is it you're looking for? And we'll start with those two.
Well, we're looking for Ty to come in and play it at a high level that we've seen him play at. We need him to do that. Chris Owosu, we've moved up to the active roster, and we're looking for him to play well. And we also, you know, with Paige and Shepard there as well. I mean, we need all the guys to bring their game and add to Vincent and Mike.
Is there kind of a competition again at that slot receiver spot between Owosu and Tyquan Underwood, or how does that work out now?
Well, I think we're just going to figure out who and what package gives us the best chance to move the football, and we'll just kind of do it that way. I can't tell you right now exactly who that'll be. Probably wait in the first outing that we have those guys. Probably won't tell you until the game, but after that, you know, you'll be able to see it.
You had mentioned yesterday that the bye comes at a good time for this team. What are you hoping for these next 4 days? So the guys just need to recharge the batteries. Is that what this team needs right now?
Well, I think, you know, where our bye falls, it falls at a pretty good time from when we started training camp in late July. You know, we're at the beginning of October. It's a good stretch of time that we've been working just about every day. Guys get a little four-day break here, and I want them, you know, I told them, you need to get away from the grind of football and enjoy yourself, and, you know, come back hopefully feeling refreshed and ready to go. And, you know, we got a really competitive Philly team that we're going to be playing. They do some things differently that we better be on our game, or you know, it'll be tough.
For you and the coaching staff, it's been a long grind too, if you think all the way back to OTAs and the off season. Is this a good break for you guys to get the recharge as well?
Well, we're going to take advantage of some time where there aren't players around and do some more self-study and some preparation for Philadelphia. So that's, but the guys will get some time away. As you know, I want to make sure they recharge as well.
Greg, obviously you're not surprised that teams are going in trying to stop Doug Martin after the year he had last year. The 8 in the box, the 9 in the box. He's certainly getting his carries, Greg. I think he leads the league with 100. So what's your general philosophy in terms of, you know, you're going to see that, and does that mean you can't run the ball, or does that mean you got to loosen these people up? Just talk a little bit about, he's in that elite status now, and that's what he's going to face every week.
Well, I definitely think you have to loosen people up with the pass game. If you can't throw the ball, it's awfully hard. Any time a defense can make an offense one-dimensional, whichever way it is, then it certainly tilts the field in the favor of the defense. So we have to remain a flexible offense that can run and pass. There are certain runs, you know, that you don't worry as much about the 8-man box because the 8th man can't be a factor. There are other runs that you can't run. You know, I say you can't. You're running uphill. You're running into numbers. So, you know, everything is kind of by play, but you do need to throw the football effectively to get them. To get them, you know, to respect the throw and back a guy out, or at least not be quite as aggressive when they drop him down.
Clinton averaged just a little over 4.5 yards per attempt in his first game. What did you think of his ability to throw the ball down the field in that game, and what do you think it'll be going forward?
Well, I think it'll be good. I think his ability to throw the ball, you know, he threw some really good intermediate routes, the deep routes, combination of things. I think, one, we need to throw him better, and two, Patrick Peterson was deep on some of them, and you got to be careful you don't get too cute there. But yeah, we need to keep improving there. We will. Yeah, I think, you know, again, more opportunities with the guys that he's throwing to, it's just going to get better and better.
What have you been working on with him this week? You said that one of the reasons you wanted him to start last week was because you would have this week to kind of coach him up after seeing some tape of him on the game day field. So what have you been working on with him?
Yeah, I actually said that it would be a benefit, but wasn't really one of the reasons we made the change when we did. But I do think it's a benefit because you have a game tape to watch, and then you've done it, and you've played 60-something plays, and now you go back, and it just makes more sense to you when you get out there again in practice after you've been in, and you say, well, preseason, no matter what, preseason isn't the same. I mean, it's similar. They're like, but it's a different intensity in the regular season. And I think it's good that he had that experience under his belt. I think, you know, you learn like any of us. And I think it gives him a different perspective each time you go out there.
Defensively, you've had some pretty good games, obviously, in the first four. What stands out to you maybe that impresses you the most about the way the defense is playing this year?
Well, we're getting pressure on the quarterback, which is critical, right? We probably haven't been quite as effective at stopping the run as we were a year ago, but I think we're in the ballpark, and we just need to do a few things better. And then the biggest thing is there hasn't been deep balls flying over our head. You know, when you can avoid that, you give yourself a chance to win every game. So we need to keep that up and keep taking the ball away and putting pressure on the quarterback.
With all my black man gone and no new DBs in the mix, who's most likely to step into his role moving forward?
Right? We're going to have to wait and see. That's not determined yet.
Greg, when you lose a series of close games, like 3 out of 4 this year, is there a little bit of a danger? Do you worry as a coach that a certain mentality could creep in crunch time among the players that they're waiting for the the roof to cave in? Is there a chance that it grows negative vibes towards the end of a game when that happens several times?
And then, I don't think, but I guess you have to ask the individual player. I don't think that not the level of competitor these guys are. I think it's kind of like the other way. How the heck did that happen? That can't happen to us.
Greg, you talk about the running game a little bit and Doug Martin, but the fact that you have Demps kind of up and running and Mike James, how much could those two open the door for Martin if they can break some plays early on in the game?
Well, we're going to make sure Doug, Doug is our guy, so we're going to make sure Doug gets his touches. How their touches affect his as far as loosening things up, that's yet to be determined. We'll have to see. I'm not sure I can give you an accurate answer on that.
Is it as simple, getting back to the passing game, this time last year you guys were 1-3, I think, and then you came out and really got on a roll offensively with a lot of down-the-field type throws. And I saw a stat, I don't know if this is true, people keep these things, where Doug didn't see as many 8-man fronts, going forward as some running backs do. I mean, is it really maybe just as simple as put it on tape, make people pay down the field a few times, and that kind of gets your offense going, or is that too simplistic?
No, I don't think that's the only thing, but I don't think it's too simplistic either. I think we have to throw the ball deep down the field. Intermediate routes are one thing, but we have to throw the ball effectively down the field. Everyone does. We're not the only ones that have to. Teams that have played us have not thrown the ball deep down the field, and I think that's why we've held people to not as low as we'd like, but a lower scoring total, right? That's when you throw the ball down the field effectively, you have a chance to score points because, the old saying is you cover a lot of bad plays. As that ball goes over the top of that field, you cover a lot of possibilities for bad plays when he catches it.
They used to say that three things can happen on a pass and two of them are bad.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, with the way the games are called, with the rules, that might have evened out by now, hasn't it?
Well, there is. What you're referring to is the DPI factor, and the DPI at the point of the foul. So if you throw the deep ball and you get DPI, you can't advance the ball. That's the only downside compared to the catch, but still a big chunk, so there's no doubt. And we haven't done it as well as we would like to and as well as we have in the past, and that's something that we are focused on, among a lot of things, but that's one thing.
Greg, a quarter of the way through the season, has the offensive line performed up to your expectations so far?
At times they've resembled what I think they're going to be, and at other times no. I think this is a good, you got to remember, I know you know this, but Davin, 25 snaps, Carl, none. I think we got to give them, I want it to be now too, trust me. But we need to give them a little chance to all of them get a cohesiveness. I mean, first time they played together was when Carl played his first start. So it's got to happen. It's got to happen sooner than later. But I'm not naive to the fact that they also need, you know, they're not plug and play. You got to get yourself into the groove, and hopefully that's coming real fast.
Last one. Does Owusu and Jeff Dents give you some elements beyond Vincent Jackson that allow you to stretch the field a little bit more? Kind of alluding to what Rick was talking about, that deep passing game. Is that a couple more weapons you can use in that regard?
Well, there are two guys that can run, that's for sure. So anytime, you know, speed is a great asset to have on your football team. So with Chris Owusu and Jeff Dents being activated in the last 2 weeks, we definitely became a faster football team. So how that, you know, how that speed affects our offense, that's, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. But it's nice to have it as a coach to have that kind of speed. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend. Thank you.